Good morning and welcome to Apple a Day. It's Lake Region Healthcare's health and wellness podcast where we feature news and information you can use to live a healthier life. I'm Katie Johnson, your host, and my guest today is Dr. Michael Hessenauer. He is the newest member of our medical staff joining our team at the Cancer Care and Research Center, and I am excited to welcome him and introduce him to you all this morning. Good morning, Dr. Hessenauer.
Good morning, Katie. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining us. We, as I said, are so excited to welcome you to Minnesota, to the Lake Region Healthcare family, and to our very special cancer center. Let's just start by getting to know you a little bit better. What has your background been leading up to coming to Lake Region?
Yeah, so I grew up in central Ohio, outside of the city of Columbus. I went to college in upstate New York, stayed there for medical school, and then came to Minnesota for the first time for my residency and fellowship training. I trained at Mayo Clinic in Rochester, which was an excellent experience.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
And you must have liked Minnesota enough to consider coming back.
Yes, I loved Minnesota. It really reminded me of where I grew up. Mm-hmm. So my wife and I were very happy to come back.
Good.
After training, we went off to Utah to live in the mountains for the last 3 years, and I practiced there in a general oncology practice, really seeing patients with any issue within hematology and oncology, dedicated to patient care full time, but we thought it was time to get back to this part of the country.
That's great. So you're coming to us from Utah,
right?
And excited to be settling back in Minnesota. When you decided to pursue medicine for a career, what was the reason behind that?
Yeah, I think it grew out of time with my parents' business. So my parents own a small business, and I knew very quickly that I was not cut out for the business world, working in high school in the summer in their office. So I knew I needed something else to give myself a meaningful career. Yeah. And I was always one who liked science, solving difficult problems, but then there's a human aspect in medicine where you can make a meaningful difference in people's lives. But I didn't have a lot of family in medicine, so I didn't know what a career in medicine really looked like until I got to medical school. And then that's where oncology came in. And my third year of medical school, I loved my oncology rotation. I felt like it really fit my personality. I'm more of a slower working person. And people tell me I project some calm in a difficult situation. So I really liked that. It seemed to fit me. I could get to know my patients over time. Very different than people who are fit for the ICU or the emergency room. And the oncologist there had really the best bedside manner that I saw, and they seemed so dedicated to patients, had great relationships with their patients. So that's a little bit about my journey to medicine and oncology after that.
It does sound like a really good fit for that desire that you have to get to know the patient,
right?
And really have the time to spend with them and to bring that calm in a really what can be chaotic time in their life. So I'm glad you pursued that calling. We mentioned that you obviously have spent time in Minnesota with your Mayo experiences, and you were excited to come back to Minnesota. What was it about Lake Region Healthcare that made you decide it was the place for you to join? Yeah.
So when I was in Rochester, I saw a lot of patients traveling from different states and even countries to get cancer care. And I really wanted to be on the other side where I could deliver excellent care in a small area. There's something about smaller rural areas that really appealed to me. Peace and quiet, safety, you know, all of these factors why people like living here. So there aren't too many small areas with the cancer center like Lake Region has. So that's number one. I knew that my wife and I would be happy living in this part of the country, and seeing the opening of the cancer center, I had to look into it. And then coming here, learning about how the community is fully invested in the cancer center, which is not the case in many other parts of the country. And then I saw that the patients were really getting high quality care here. You can have the same treatments here that you get in a Rochester or any other major medical center in the country most of the time, not all the time, but most of the time. And the staff were very experienced, knowledgeable. I really, you know, Dr. Rooney and Stephanie Polzine, the other oncologist and physician assistant, seemed like they provided excellent care to patients, and that I would love to work with them. So those were all factors that drew me to Lake Region.
Oh yeah, yeah. You summed it up well, and the community support that built this cancer center really is almost tangible. Mm-hmm. when you walk into the center and when you hear people talk about the care that they receive here and being part of keeping that cancer care, that really high quality cancer care close to home is pretty special. Tell us a little bit more about your philosophy of care. You've talked about that, you know, extra time that you like to spend with the patients. What else is important to you when it comes to really providing that exceptional level of patient care?
Sure. And I think, you know, during my training, I heard this phrase, the needs of the patient are the only needs to be considered. And I try to remember that. Obviously, I'm not perfect, but that's what I try to remember in every aspect. So I think taking care of a patient starts far before I meet a patient. It includes staying up to date on the newest advances, reading the latest journals, reviewing the patient's data in their chart before the appointment, so being well prepared, and then getting to know the patient's situation outside of their medical chart too, where they live, who their family is, if they're working or not. So I think that helps to put into context whatever challenge they're dealing with. And with the cancer diagnosis, my goal is that cancer is a part of their life, not controlling their entire life. Mm. A goal that not always is possible, but that's my goal. And I really hope to take time to listen to people. Mm-hmm. And I'll try to interpret what they're saying for me and help them understand what's going on. Mm-hmm. And so I hope everybody leaves the appointment having an understanding of what's happening, the reason for the recommendations I'm making, and an answer to their question.
It's a really intentional effort to understand and meet each person where they are, it sounds like, and taking that extra time is really meaningful at a cancer diagnosis and during treatment. When a patient comes, obviously, very often their family or other caregivers are along with them. Are there any tips that you would have to share to make those visits less stressful, maybe, and more meaningful for everyone involved?
I think that suggestion of having a family, if possible, is a very good one, because some people will hear some things, some will hear others. So I agree, having family with you, or if nobody's available, or if children live out of state, for instance, having them on the phone, especially if somebody has a healthcare background, it's very helpful to have that person available if the patient doesn't have a healthcare background. So completely agree with that. Thinking about any questions you have and writing them down and bringing them, or keeping a note on your phone, for instance. Mm-hmm. I feel like that helps a lot of patients. But I think just the general philosophy that questions are welcome in the appointment, that a question is not taking up unnecessary time. That's the reason all of us come to work every day, is to help answer people's questions. Mm-hmm. So please don't be afraid to ask questions. We know that our patients won't understand everything we're saying, and sometimes we don't explain things clearly enough and we need to review, so that's completely expected.
Well, those are great tips. Is there something in particular that you like most about being an oncologist?
I think it goes back into why I went into medicine. I feel like I'm doing something meaningful and just sticking with people through the most challenging times in their lives. That's in general what I like most. And even despite the disease or situation, I feel like I can help in some way. Mm-hmm. So that's what I like most, feeling like I've made some difference in most people's lives.
Making a positive difference is a real gift. What about when you're not working? Yeah. What do you like doing in your free time?
So I have a 2-year-old daughter, and she takes most of my free time, as she should. So various children's activities with her, going to parks and playgrounds and libraries. I like to be outside, so it's good to be back near the Minnesota State Park system and bike trail system. So hiking in the parks, riding bikes on the trails when we can. And then growing up in Ohio, I'm a sports fanatic, as most people are where I grew up. So just following all my sports teams, although my TV watching has really decreased since going into medicine and having a child. But
I bet.
Yeah.
So who are your favorite sports teams?
Cleveland Browns, Cleveland Guardians baseball, who are in a tight division race with the Twins, so I shouldn't make that too clear. And
got a little rivalry.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So the Cleveland professional teams mostly.
Awesome.
Columbus, where I'm from, too.
Awesome. Well, we'll have to see what we can do to win you over to some Minnesota teams.
Yeah, I like Minnesota.
Or at least some Fergus Falls teams, if nothing else.
The Otters.
Otters, that's right. Yeah. Anything else that you would like us to know about you or your practice at the Cancer Center?
Nothing particular. I think I just wanted to reiterate that this seems, at least to me in my first few days in interviewing here, a very high quality team for the size of the area. So it's really a gem that we have here.
Couldn't agree more. It is a gem, and we are so glad that you have decided to join the team. I always like to ask before we wrap up, if you could share one piece of advice or one health tip with our listeners today, what would you choose that tip to be?
Sure. I would tell people, if you notice something wrong with your body or how you feel and it doesn't go away, that's really something to bring to the attention of a primary care doctor or somebody with the medical connection, because you know your body and how you feel better than anybody else. So don't ignore those things if they last more than a few weeks. Mm. Some of those might include severe pain that doesn't go away, unintentional weight loss, worsening shortness of breath. Those are some of the examples, and the worst case is that you'll go to the family doctor and it will be something that's not very serious, like a muscle strain, for instance. But I wouldn't ignore those issues. And tied in with having a good relationship with the primary care doctor is following recommended cancer screenings, because catching disease at an earlier stage improves the chance of cure. So routine mammograms, colon cancer screening, whether that's through colonoscopy or stool-based tests, and those are the two main ones. Mm-hmm. But asking primary care about any recommended cancer screenings and staying up to date on recommended screenings.
Such good advice. Yeah. Listen to your body. Yeah. You know your body well. Don't ignore what it's telling you. And take those steps to get early screening. It really can make a difference. Thanks for that. Thanks for your time today.
You're welcome.
It's been great to get to know you a little bit better. And we are, again, just so happy to welcome you to Lake Region Healthcare, to this community, and to our amazing Cancer Center. Thanks again.
Thanks, Katie.
Dr. Michael Hessenauer and Katie Johnson on Apple a Day today, reminding you at Lake Region Healthcare, we are here for you always. Have a great day.